Blog Talk Radio.
Mama Etta, Etta.
Hey y'all, this is your Mama Etta. Coming from Mama Etta's Corner, I want to play something right quick so that you might have an idea of who my guest is today. Please listen. Well, I think it's going to play. Pharaoh, are you there? Mama Etta's having a hard time this morning or afternoon. Here we go. Hopefully.
This is an exclusive.
Feels like I've been down so long.
Feels good to wake up this morning.
Been patiently waiting.
This is more than I'm taking.
Did everything I thought I could.
Should be there. Pharaoh, are you there? Well, he's supposed to be there. Now, that's disappointing. He's not online, it looks like, here. Pharaoh?
Hello.
All right, can you hear me?
There I go. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. What's going on?
We were having technical difficulties there.
Right.
Mama Etta does have Mr. Pharaoh Poe in the house. How are you doing,
What's
baby?
What's going on? Hey, how
you
doing,
are?
Mama? How's everything? All right?
Everything's going well. You have
awesome.
A fabulous publicist. And so I want
you to
know that. Yeah. Anyways, I want to talk with you about your music. I love that song so good. And I'm going to also play something else by you.
Okay.
All right, but not right now. Tell me, how did you start in the business? What made you come up with your style of music?
I just wanted to be different, you know. I seen that there was just so many different elements with music in today's world that we can go ahead and tamper in with, tamper to, and I just wanted to go ahead and just create something different and be unique like how I am. And it's just been working out pretty well, and I've been having a good time with it. So it's awesome. It's a blessing.
It's called electric dance music?
Yes. They call it EDM. But, you know, my
okay.
crew and myself, we call it PDM. We call it Pharaoh dancing music. You know, it's my sound. So it's something a little different, you know. Yeah. So
well,
it's
I've
awesome.
Heard that someone say that your music is a valuable addition to the world of music because of your sound, because it's different. It's different, but it's today at the same time.
Right. That's some big words right there. I appreciate whoever stated that. That's amazingly awesome. You know, I just try to make great music like some of our great ones, like Michael Jackson, Prince. You know, I'm just trying to follow within that category and just try to make that music that's everlasting. And I've been doing so far good with it. I thank God for it. I'm continuing to keep pushing it out. So,
I see that, well, you mentioned Michael Jackson. So he's
yes.
one of your favorites, I understand. He's your idol?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. He's my idol right here, man. MJ all day. That's my idol.
Yes, yes.
One of the best, yes.
Well, he was, of course, a trendsetter, and looks like you're going to follow in his footsteps as a trendsetter, as making a mark on music, today's music, tomorrow's music. Your name, Pharoah, may become a household name for years to come. Just continue doing what you're doing. Are you from Atlanta, or are you from out west here?
No. I was originally born in born and raised in New York. I spent a lot of time on the West Coast, though. A lot of time out there. I spent most of my high school years was out there, and then I moved over here towards the southeast, which is Atlanta, to try to grasp a little bit more in the music industry and try to go ahead and just get out there a little further, things like that. So, yeah.
Okay. Tell me about your look. Tell us about your look. The Pharoah hat and whatnot. Tell us what made you go into that.
Okay. Well, everybody really calls it a look. To me, it's an everyday thing. I've been doing it way before I was able to get it customized and got as big as I was. I was rocking party hats at a Party City and Halloween costumes with the Pharoah gear on and so forth. Pharoah's originally my birth name through my dad. He was, from Africa. My mom's is from the United States, and military things, how family meets and things like that. And it's just been a major look, everybody's enjoying it. They like to see the uniqueness about it, and I feel good with it, and I'm glad that everybody's actually able to embrace what I'm bringing to the table. So it's really awesome, Really
well, good. as a Pharoah, you have a responsibility. A Pharoah's a leader. And
right.
So you have a responsibility within the music business, to maintain this edge and to really make us all proud. I'm an old lady, okay? So I really don't listen to hip-hop nor rap. And you're not considered a rapper from what I hear. I like the fact that you are bringing music into a different direction. This EDM, urban pop, I love it. And no, you're not a rapper by no means, no way.
Yeah,
I love
definitely not
your music.
Yeah. The rap game right now is just it's in a unique realm where everything is just. To me personally, it just feels like it's a lot of negativity about where we came from, and then that allows our youth to actually want to go ahead and find out where we came from or get involved with what we're stating over the radio and things like that and so forth. I try to bring – everybody has their own demeanor, but my demeanor is to bring positive music, fun music that's eligible for anybody, any age, anywhere that can hear and have a good time to and fluctuate with. So, I keep trying to do the best I can. It's not easy, but I try to do what I can, though, definitely. So.
No, this industry isn't easy. And
no,
so, but by no means. But you seem to tap into something new, something fresh, something that even people my age would enjoy, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, I mean, I'm not into Drake and the boys, and I'm sure a lot of people my age don't even know who Drake is, but your music, that we still like to dance. We may not twerk like we used to, but we still like to get our step in. So,
right.
I appreciate that. While we're talking about it, let me play After Party. I'm going to play it in its entirety.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so just hold tight a second. Let's put this on. And then I want to talk about it afterwards. Here we go.
Sure, not a problem.
All right, my baby.
Let's do it.
Girl, I know you're sick and tired of the campaign fit, but I can get you rocking to my campaign quick. Or I can have you sipping on that juice day slick. We can party like the 90s on our Velvet and Chris. Girl, you know you got a body that I ain't gonna miss. Say
I'm over here just dancing. Seriously, I am having a Christmas party this year, and I am truly rocking Pharoah. There is no question. Old folks,
awesome,
I found
awesome.
Us some. I mean, I don't mean old folks. I mean grown folks.
Grown folks.
I found us some music we can rock to. We don't have
right.
to go to the Temptations.
Right, right.
I'm an OJ's fan from my heart. But truly, I'm excited about this, Pharoah, and I think that you and my friends out there who listen know that I'm excited from my voice. I love this. I love this. So now you're with what label? You're now just signed with a new label, Soundwave. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, we're actually working out some paperwork right now with Soundwave. They've been very supportive of my music.
Mm-hmm.
They appreciate everything that I'm doing, and I respect them and I love them for that. And it looks
mm-hmm.
like we might close a deal in pretty soon, so I think that'll be a really good look.
So you'll be working with Mark Patton?
Yes, Mr. Patton.
Oh, yeah, wonderful, thing. Wonderful thing. And I understand, of course, with this deal, you'll be the distributor will be Spectra Records. I know them very well.
Oh, really? Okay, awesome. All this is still new to me. You know, my main thing is I just love to be in the studio just creating that music, and I'm just happy to actually have somebody to help me get it out.
And you leave the business business program.
Definitely. Definitely. When I met with the Patton, what he liked so much about me was he was like, I love your music. Your music is it's not computerized. It's not negative. It's not saying anything negative towards our people or any influences or in any way. So he was just really respected me so much, and just the image, it just made me bow down like, well, thank you. You know what I mean? It means a lot to me for somebody to actually see my efforts of how hard I'm trying to create this Will Smith, this feel good type music, like how it used to be,
uh-huh.
you know, and how it still can. So it's awesome. It's awesome.
Well, maintain your humility when you really get out there, when you become an A-lister. Remember that Mama Etta says, never change, always be you. Because
right,
you're very humble, and it shows. And, you know, God gave you a gift that you really, really are using. And what's needed in this music industry today. So I take my little hat off to you. We have about 14 minutes to go. I want
14.
To touch on what is your next project? What are you doing next? What are your plans? I understand that there's TV there waiting on you.
You know, Miss Angela, she's an awesome publicist. She's been working the hardest for me to try to go ahead and, you know, keep the exposure floating, keep everything rising. And from my understanding, I think she's got me on a few reality shows actually coming up. I think one of them was Celebrity Moms, where they're actually going to debut the music and actually have me a part of the show and some seasons of it. And then I think another one was the, I think it was the Saints and Sinners.
Don't forget them.
Yeah, Saints and Sinners.
That's wonderful. You go, man. Listen, you just mentioned Angela. I believe she's on the corner. Angela, are you on Mama Vetta's corner right now? Angela Moore?
I see that
she's here.
I am so here. I muted myself out for a little while. How are you?
I've been having technical
Mama?
Difficulties all day.
We're having a party
it's okay,
now.
It's okay. I'm
so
proud.
How you doing, Angela?
Pharoah. I am excited today. I mean, he's breaking out of Las Vegas. So that's huge.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Oh,
shout out
to
Vegas.
And
oh,
we
yeah.
Guys,
you,
yeah.
Well, we may
Pharoah,
do a little something. You know, because I want to be in the mix,
it?
Too. I want to make some money. I can hear it right now. Ching, 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 ching. In my ear.
Yeah.
Angela Moore, everybody,
love it.
Is a publicist extraordinaire. Now, she's not your little corner publicist. She's a publicist that has garnered some excellent awards. She's notable, and I like her. So, and she's really behind Pharoah. Okay, Angela, what's going on? What do you want to talk about, baby?
Well, I was, you know, I'm just so excited that, you know, I'm getting him out there. I'm introducing him. Got him on the West Coast now. He's working the East Coast. He's tearing up Atlanta. I'm really proud of him, and I just wanted to just call in, you know. Charles had a little trouble, and I'm sure he'll probably want to discuss that with the little starlet from Love and Hip Hop. But, you know,
yeah, I wanted to know about that, the Carly Red situation. Could either one of you or both of you kind of like let my friends and family out there know the real deal?
Before he tells it all, what I really wanted to say about the whole situation is that maybe the story, you know, is, overshadows what Pharoah is really about. You know, I'm sure he's talked to you about the music. He is so intelligent. He's handsome as all get up and go. I'm going to have to go get me a
pizza.
Atlanta women off of him.
Thank you.
I've got women asking me every day, hook me up, hook me up. Give me my number.
All the more reason for us to know.
Right. So I just don't want the issue to overshadow what he's all about and who he really is and about his music, because that is what's happening today. Carly has all kinds of things going on for her, good, bad, and indifferent. But Pharoah is a little piece of awesome. So if he wants to talk to you about it, cool. I just wanted to thank you, Mama, for letting him come on your show today. I mean, I'm just really proud of him. And Pharoah, I mean, if you want to discuss it, y'all have at it.
Well, we don't have to have all the gory details. Just tell us, give us the bottom line, baby. Where do you stand? Because I hear about defamation and all of that. So I find you to be a very nice young man. So give us the real deal, baby.
Thank you. Well, we were friends for a little bit of time. We were cool, and it's just a complicating thing, you know. It's all pretty much public record right now, you know, going through the court systems and things like that. You know, I'm just trying to keep my head above water with it. You know, I appreciate all the fans that have been supporting me and are still there rocking with me on my side. You know, I really haven't said too much about it because it's just so negative. It's really not really much to say. I just, you know, I feel really hurt, devastated by it. You know, I thought that we were a little bit more than that. But, you know, God willing, everything's going to turn out to be all right. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I don't really have too much more to say, you know, on that issue.
Well, that's enough. Now, we're satisfied with that, Pharoah.
Right.
You'll find in this industry there's always going to be the Carly Reds. I mean, that's just part of it, you know. And so you just keep your head up high and you continue to do what you do, and that's make fabulous, fabulous music.
Thank you. And I will. Thank you. Awesome.
So, what did you say, my dear?
Oh, I said, this is awesome. I'm loving it. I appreciate everything.
Oh, yes. You're, like, your music is wholesome. And, but it, like, again, it is today. It is commercial. It is today, but it's also tomorrow. And that's, you know, the best part about it. So, Angela, what else do you plan? What else is going on for Pharoah? Are you there?
I don't even know if she's still there.
Oh, no, she left.
She said she's out. Yeah, she said it.
I love her.
Awesome. Yeah,
Angela,
that's my
heart. I love
her.
She just said, hey, I want to say this and see you. Well, I hope that I get to work with her again. You know what I'd like to do right now? You may think I'm crazy, but I want to hear So Good Again. I love it. And I started the show off with it. I'd like to play it again in its entirety, because I'd like really the grown folks, being that they call some other music grown folks music, I want the grown folks know that we got something else we can party with. Anyway, hold on tight. Let me see if I can get so good revved up here. I love
awesome,
this song.
Awesome.
I love it.
Definitely. I really appreciate that. I appreciate all the fans that supported it to make it where it was. Top 6 on the Billboard. Appreciate all you guys. So good.
Feels like I've been down so long.
Knocked out, still standing strong.
Feels good to wake up this morning.
Thought I'd have been dirty slow.
Been patiently waiting.
This is small, but I'll take it.
I'm sure knows it now. Let me ask you this. You make reference to Will Smith a lot.
Right.
Why?
I do. I always liked Will Smith's music. I always liked the positive influences that he had in his music. I liked the vibe of what he had in his music. You know, just like yourself, you know, I listen to a lot of the older music as well as some of our newer music that we have today in today's world. And, you know, I just relate to a little bit of the older stuff a little bit more because of the fact that it just has more of a saying in the message of the song. You know what I mean? It's just the variety of what they talk back then and what they talk now. It's like a 2016 difference from then to now. So it's really overwhelming of what we have going on now compared to what we had back then because, you know, the young kids like myself that – don't know about that type of music back then will never hear about it, not unless somebody brings it out or brings out that new message of what they were bringing out back then. So, you know, I reference a lot of them guys because of the fact that if I look up to them, I appreciate their music. I appreciate what they've done, you know what I mean, for their careers and the business of this tough industry. And I'm just hoping that I can be one of the great ones like them that can go ahead and succeed and move forward in life with my career. And I hope that Miss Angela and everybody else that's on my team can help me get there. So,
wonderful, wonderful. What's the name of your new album that's coming out?
We didn't get the album a name yet. Right now, we didn't get the album a name. It's probably going to drop sometime at the beginning of next year. Right now,
okay.
We already got So Good right now on the radio. It's actually placed on the Billboard's top 6 for one of the best singles being sold, which I really appreciate everybody for purchasing it and enjoying the song. We're working on the second single now. Hopefully that'll take me all the way to January where we can release the record. And hopefully with SoundScan and everything else, we'll be good to go, you know. So it's going to be a good year for me this year. And
well, when you drop the album, was I want to be the first person that you tell.
Awesome.
I want you to call Mama Etta. I said, Mama
thank
Etta,
you.
You ready to have that interview again?
Thank you, Mama.
Yes,
I appreciate everything.
I want
it's
you
an honor.
To be the one. I'm just enjoying you so much. I'm enjoying the interview. And so
thank
someone
you.
Else just is on the line. Is that you, Angela?
Oh, it's just Miss Angela. I had left.
Well, you
I
left us. We were talking about you like a dog.
Oh, no. I hope her name is Fable.
We love you, baby. I'm glad you come back on because, you know, we'll be closing or ending soon. But I want to know what other plans do you have, you know, for Pharaoh?
Well,
are you planning to bring Pharaoh to Las Vegas?
Yes. The, you know, Atlanta is a scene for hip hop, urban pop. We love it. We love Atlanta, but to get him to the national stage and to get him across the world and to have him do some collaborations and, you know, people to recognize him. He's got, like, the McDonald's sign up there now, man. You're going to know him when he walks in the door. You already
That's
know
what I told him. That's what I told him. And see,
person.
He can have or will have an even larger audience. Because, you know, they talk about that grown folk music. This is now our music because we can dance to this, okay?
Yeah.
I was twerking
you
as it was
so
going
wonderful?
On, okay?
You know what's so wonderful? But, his music
God is so
edited
good.
For radio. He it's clean. He can put his music in movies and in, you know, commercials and little shows and, you know, it's endless where his music can go. And we just want him to continue on the path that he's on. We're just going to help him, that's all.
Well, this is Mama Etta.
Absolutely.
Pharaoh and Angela Moore from Atlanta saying so long, y'all. We've had a good time today. And thank you, Pharaoh, for coming on. And thank
welcome.
You, my
very
darling
welcome.
Angela, for coming
well,
and hanging
you.
Out with us.
All
right,
right
my baby.
Job,
y'all
baby.
Take care. Have a blessed